Okay, my friends. So today we're reading another bear story. I think it might be one of our last ones. It's called A Story for Small Bear. It was written by Alice B. McGinty and Richard Jones. And it's read today by Mommy. And?
The end.
And the end. The end? Is that who you're going with?
The end.
I like it. How about we start at the beginning and then we get to the end? Here we go. When a late autumn wind swirled into their den after afternoon nap, Small Bear shivered. I smell frost in the air, Mama said. Tonight we'll start our winter slumber. Small Bear snuggled close.
Will you tell me stories before we sleep?
She asked. I'd love that, Mama said. But there's work to finish first. If you help, no dilly, no dally, then we'll have time for stories. Small Bear got right to work. With the sun shining high, she helped Mama gather sprigs of spruce to make a soft, warm nest. Well, yeah, you want to have something soft to lay on when you go down to nap, right?
Uh-huh.
As Small Bear raked the forest floor, she came to her favorite spot, a cozy hole in the spruce tree. She rubbed her nose in the sweet-smelling wood. She scratched her back. She could dilly-dally here forever. But then a gust of frigid air ruffled her fur, and Small Bear shuddered. She did not like cold, not at all. Small Bear thought of her mama nearby.
No dilly,
she told herself.
No dally.
Wind was biting, winter knocking. She had to save time for stories.
Goodbye, hole,
said Small Bear, and she carried the sprigs back to line her winter bed. It's just like when you go and get a blankie to cuddle up with at night. Same thing. As the sun drifted slowly across the sky, Small Bear and Mama lumbered to the river to bathe. Small Bear tumbled into the clear, cool water and shimmied until all the dirt had been washed from her fur. She splished and splashed. Don't you like having a bath before you go to bed? No dilly. She knew that's what Mama would say, and still she rolled and wriggled and played some more.
No dally,
Small Bear thought, but it was hard to leave. What could she do? The wind was biting, winter was knocking, and she had to save time for stories. Finally, firmly, Small Bear waded to shore.
Goodbye, river,
she said, and she shook herself dry. You know, when you get into the bath and it's warm and you've got play toys in there, it's hard to say, I'm getting out, right?
Yeah. Mama,
Small Bear called.
Where are you, Mama?
At last, Small Bear saw her and ran to meet her by the berry grove. Late day sunshine warmed them as they munched on berries, juicy and red. Then Small Bear saw acorns. High above. Up, up, up she climbed, one branch to another. She ate acorn after acorn. She looked out from the branches. Oh, she could climb forever. You know, when you get ready to go to bed, and you're doing something you really enjoy, like having your little snack right before bed or getting a glass of water. That's nice too, huh?
Uh-huh.
But now the sun began to curve into the sunset.
No dilly,
Small Bear reminded herself. Still, she reached for a particularly plump acorn.
No dally,
Small Bear said. But how could she leave? The forest was full of food and adventure. Suddenly, though, Small Bear shivered. Sun was setting. Wind was biting. Winter knocking. And she had to save time for stories. You know how that feels. Smallberry knew what she had to do.
Goodbye, trees, she said, and down she scrambled. Mama, she called.
She scampered between bushes, scurried over rocks.
Mama, Mama.
And together, they started down the path toward home. You see, you don't want to miss out on a put down from Mama, do you? Because there's usually a story, maybe some sweet singing and a cuddle. Back in their den, warm and clean and fed, Small Bear and her mama nestled down into their spruce bough nest. That means the bough or the branches of the spruce tree, right?
Did I save enough time for stories?
Small Bear asked. You did, Mama answered, and pulled her close. In a deep, rumbling voice, Mama began. Once there lived a small bear who loved to play. Her mama watched as she scratched in her cozy hole, no dilly, splashed in her clear, cool stream, no dally, and adventured in the tall, tall trees. Would she save time for stories? Small Bear listened, content, because she knew how this story would end. How was it going to end? And as the first snowflakes of winter floated down outside, she drifted off to sleep. Cuddled up softly in her mommy's arms. And she got her story. And so did you.
And now it's the end.
And now, I guess it's probably time for you to say your name.
The end.
Well done.